Stanton Superintendent Dave Goot tells KCSI KOAK Radio that the Stanton School construction project remains on schedule and within budget.
Walk me through the scope of the project. There's some renovation. There's a secure entry. What's the staging process with that? Tell me what's... And you say we're on schedule as well. Or the construction company.
So we started with demo right after Memorial Day. That Tuesday they came in and started taking stuff out. So a big thanks to the staff because the last couple of days getting in there.
Yeah.
Our teachers were also movers, you know, so they wear many hats. And that was one of them they got to wear at the end of the year. So appreciate all the staff helping out in that manner. But they got started right away. So big picture, the elementary and high school office areas are no longer office areas long term. Both those areas have been demoed and are currently being reconstructed as classroom areas. Mm-hmm. We will be using half of the old high school office space as a temporary office space once we get going, because the new addition will not be done when school starts. But all the renovated areas are supposed to be done, and we'll be able to use those areas. Our larger unit for the gym, the AC HVAC unit going in there, that is back ordered. We're not supposed to have that on campus until September time. So that the area will be able to be used. But we didn't have AC in there before, so no change.
No, right.
But summer 2027, we should be up and rolling. But
those AC units are difficult to get. I think, a challenge.
They told me right away they said originally told me it's going to be August, and now they've said September before it gets on campus. So we'll wait on that. We've waited this long. I'm sure we can make it one more year.
Yeah,
get through one more hot fall with volleyball in there. And maybe we'll benefit from it a little bit at the end of September. It still can be warm that time.
Sure,
but
can. Yeah.
We'll see how that progresses. And then the larger construction or the new addition area, they're telling me probably end of January is where we'll land. Now there will be punch list items obviously on the renovation part that we'll have to work through, where they're probably not going to be done by time of school. But we're hearing we're going to be able to occupy the areas, the renovation areas. So
you don't see it impacting the beginning of school or in any way negatively?
At this time, no. I mean, we're on schedule for that. Now, if you would get a tour of it right now, you would probably look at me and say, you're crazy, right? But there's a lot to be done, but have a weekly construction meeting, and they have it all laid out on a big chart in their offices, their construction office there, and mm-hmm. it tells you exactly the day that flooring is supposed to start and sheetrock going up and all those things along the line. So that's what they're telling me, and so that's what I'm telling everyone else right now. And I've asked them. I said, if you know that we're not going to make it, I need to know as soon as possible to make other arrangements. I don't see it affecting the start of school, by any means. We have other spaces. The STEM room was where our current office area is, and we can make that into a couple classrooms if needed. We have the Viking Center right next door. The preschool doesn't start up until after Labor Day, so we would have that space for a little while. So we could probably make do in a pinch, but not right now. We're not planning on that at this time.
It's looking like you're on schedule.
Yeah, that's what they're
budget.
Yeah,
budget on schedule.
Yeah, budget's been in good shape. We've had a couple change orders, but been pretty minor in that aspect. They couldn't get the soil on the south side of the elementary where the new addition's going into for compaction tests, and you know more about that than I, but it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So they had to move some soil out and put some new in. And then we had a interior wall that wasn't as structurally sound as what they thought for what they needed to do, so they had to do some reinforcement there.
Sounds
so,
pretty minor though in the scope of the project.
Yeah, big picture. It has been. I think it's moved well. I think they're happy with the where we're at on that aspect too. Doesn't mean something can't pop up, but once you get through most of the demo, I think you have a pretty good idea of what you're dealing with at that point. So
right.
I think we're in pretty good shape in that aspect, but we'll see. We'll see where we end up.
The Stanton School construction project remains on schedule and within budget. Superintendent Dave Goot tells KCSI KOAK Radio. Thanks for that information, and stay tuned. We'll keep you updated as the project continues.